So first off, trigger warning, the next story does talk about sexual assault. In the last month, we discovered, thanks to a landmark report, that over 50% of students at universities in Australia were sexually harassed, while 7% of students reported being sexually assaulted. But how do we combat these numbers? Professor Charlene Sen from the University of Windsor in Canada believes she has the answer. Charlene, can you outline for us what the program is that is proven to reduce sexual assault?
All right. And so first I want to say it's not the answer, but it's one part of a comprehensive solution. So the program is called the Enhanced Assess Acknowledge Act Sexual Assault Resistance Program, and it helps women to identify situations and behaviors that signal higher risk for sexual assault, and these often counter the kinds of things we're taught that are focused on strangers. It assists women to work to overcome the emotional barriers they have to acknowledging the threat from men they know and perhaps like. It offers high-quality sexual information and a context for exploring and talking about their own sexual desires and relationship values, and this speeds up their ability to identify and take action against unwanted behavior. And finally, it provides self-defense training that helps them resist known men who present an unanticipated threat. So in other words, it gives women information, skills, and practice so that they can more quickly identify a situation as dangerous and get out or use forceful resistance if necessary.
Okay, so, I mean, say it's your first day of the program. What happens?
The program itself is 12 hours in total, so it's 4 3-hour units. Often women do it all in one weekend or one weekday evening for 4 weeks. They'd be coming into a small group environment of about 15 or 20 young women with two women facilitators, young women under 30 who are facilitator. And they would proceed to have a whole lot of really interesting activities and discussions and being provided with lots of information based on the best research we have on what the real risks are trying to think in a nutshell what that first day is like. So we would start out with things like the standard rape myths and facts and those kind of things as a way of icebreaker, but then the program moves way beyond that. And very rapidly, women are sort of taking real life situations based on sexual assaults that have really happened to young women in university and are applying the knowledge that they've received and trying to come up with strategies of ways to undermine perpetrators' advantages in those situations, things that work for them. So there's a whole lot of different activities through the whole 12 hours.
And what kind of results have you gotten?
We did a full randomized control trial, which is the gold standard for testing outcomes, and found that at the end of 1 year, women who had received the program had a 46% lower chance of having experienced a completed rape in that year and a 63% reduction in the experience of attempted rape, as well as reducing other forms of sexual violence as well. So their experiences were lower. But also women's self-confidence that they could defend themselves was higher, and their belief in that women are responsible for sexual assault were much lower.
Okay, and I mean, speaking of that, like, you know, often we think, like, the focus should be on men because men are the perpetrators.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
absolutely.
How do you reconcile that and being
right.
being a feminist?
Right. The way that I reconcile it is I started doing this work when all of the available evidence to this point showed that all of the programs that had been developed for young adult and adult men did not work. And so they were basically failures. Whenever they were actually evaluated, they were failures. So while we want to focus on men's behaviors, those solutions are not there yet except for boys. There's a couple of promising programs for boys, but we need to do that work much earlier. And in the meantime, young women and women are being faced by men who are trying to sexually coerce them. And we have evidence of what could help them right now. So we need to do it all. Currently, the most promising route to change men's behavior on campus is probably through bystander education, which would create a less tolerant environment for perpetration and interrupt situations that show signs of becoming dangerous. So we need to do all of those things on our campuses.
Okay. And also, what happens if someone is assaulted even after they've taken the program? How do they react to that?
Yes. Well, that's the interesting thing, is that this program so firmly places responsibility on the perpetrator and makes this clear from the very beginning that it actually really makes it a much better situation. First of all, women are given many more resources. They know what kinds of resources are available in their community and on their campus. But they also, we have evidence that they blame themselves less if they are sexually assaulted after they've taken the program than women who did not have the program. So it works.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much, Professor.
You're most welcome.
That was Professor Charlene Sen talking to us about a proven way to combat campus sexual assault. If you need help or advice regarding this issue, call 1-800-RESPECT.